Good morning and welcome to today's inspiration entitled, Why I'm Quitting. God, there's just not enough room for both of us to be in charge of my life. And it's not that I haven't taken the job seriously, mind you. I mean, I've fretted and laid awake at nights. Well, I've worked out the most detailed and wonderful schemes. The problem's not with the planning and scheming, it's with the control thing. Or perhaps I should have said lack of control thing. I don't really have any. Oh, I know you. You've repeatedly told me that you're competent to be in charge and that putting you in charge would relieve me of worry. But I seem to enjoy it. I mean, the fact that I'm worried about tomorrow seems to tell my sick soul that I somehow have a semblance of control over it, but I don't. I just do not. Then there's the mess I make of things. The worried over plan begins to be put in motion. One of those things or people I can't control comes into play, and the bus runs into the ditch. And I try to press on. I try to force outcomes, and the ditch gets deeper, and the pain becomes too much to bear. Even so, you show up and offer to take control. You ask me without ever forcing things to turn loose of the wheel and trust you to steer. Sometimes I want to, God, I really do. Then something wells up inside that makes me push you away, tell you I can do it all by myself. You know, truth be told, I'm often thinking that just as soon as I get this thing out of the ditch, I'm going to ask you to drive. I never do. Then there's people on the bus with me. They're always the people I love most and for whose welfare I care most passionately. And when I drive and then wreck, then push you away, I sense their disappointment. Even that, however, hasn't been enough to this point. It absolutely kills me to know that I'm hurting them, but I still want to steer this thing. I want to be at the controls. I want to be in charge. Well, the time has come, dear Father, to try another approach. Oh, it's not that I want to be heard saying that your way is the way of last resort for me, or maybe it is, but I am so tired. I'm just bunged up, and you and I both know things aren't getting any better with me in charge. So that's why I've pretty much made up my mind. God, I'm quitting. No more Mr. Know-It-All. No more having to be in charge. No more playing like I know more about myself than you do. Nope, you're in control from this point forward. Heart, mind, and body, family and personal, career and social, Thursday as well as Sunday, it's all yours now, God. I resign. And even if you were understandably reluctant to take over after the mess I've made to this date, I'm warning you. From now on, you're God and I'm not. And by the way, I love you, Lord. I love you with all my heart. I'm getting out of the way now. Why I'm Quitting is the name of the inspiration of the morning for today. I'm Bear O'Brien, and I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Keep us in your prayers. We'll do the same for you.